Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. Let's make love. I was wondering if I could take you out.
Take you out.
Show you a good time. Oh, yeah. Invite you to my house. Here is my number. Girl, you can call me. And don't forget it, eh? The name is Charlie.
guys, and thank you for listening in. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show. I'm your host, Frank Williams. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show. Those that are listening via cell phone and those that are listening via my show page online at blogtalkradio.com. Thank you guys for listening in to the show. I'm stoked about today. I'm excited. I'm excited some more. So what I'm saying is that I'm excited to be here. I'm stoked about being here. And again, thank you guys for listening. And the call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Welcome to the show. Now, guys, I promote the show daily on Twitter and Facebook. So if you have a Twitter account, you can follow the show on Twitter at The Frank W. Show. The Frank W. Show. Follow that on Twitter. You can also follow me on Facebook. If you have a Facebook account, go into your Facebook account. At the top of the page, there's a search box. Type in the search box. Type The Frank Williams Show. Okay? The Frank Williams Show. My page should show up there. And voila, we're connected. Whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, or both, follow the show. That way you'll get daily show notes about the show. And you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Okay? So thank you guys again for listening to the show, 818-301-5834. Our show tonight is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA On Duty. For all your tax needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA On Duty. You can call them at 770-732-0244. That's 770-732-0244. Guys, whether it's personal accounting, personal taxes, corporate taxes, those professionals at CPA On Duty can take care of any of your concerns, okay? So give them a call today. Their office number is 770-732-0244. Like I said, I have a great show set up for you today, and here's the deal. Today's show is titled, Health Insurance, Is It a Ripoff? Now, the reason I wanted to talk about health insurance was because, for one thing, the health insurance that you guys may have health insurance at work. Now, when I worked at FedEx, my health insurance for me and my family, which is a family of four, I was paying about $128 per pay period, about $250 a month, approximately. And it was not good insurance. And you think that a huge company like Federal Express would have some great insurance, some great rates on their insurance for their employees. But it was horrible, and I mean horrible. Now, I changed jobs in 2011, and went to work for a car manufacturer. Now I'm paying about $19 per pay period, which is about $40 per month. Compared to $250 approximately per month. Right there from the insurance, I immediately saved or got a raise of that $200 immediately per month. Now think about this, guys. If you had an extra $200 per month, That's $2,400 a year. If you had an extra $200 per month, you know, how would that help you? An extra $200 per month. That's my whole thing. That was a no-brainer taking that job. Plus, it paid more money, had more benefits, more days off, of course. And it was just a no-brainer. As soon as I got the call from them about being offered the job, I told FedEx, sada, nada. You know what sayonara means? See you later. At least that's what I think it means. It may not mean that, but maybe it does. Anyway, call into the show, guys, if you want to comment on health insurance. 818-301-5834. Now, another thing with health insurance is that health insurance, you know, is, I believe it's a ripoff because, say, for instance, you have health insurance at work and you get sick. I mean, something heavy, okay? And you have health insurance at work. Now, the company may take care of you for a little while, but then they're going to drop you. And you're going to have to try to get other insurance. But other insurance carriers will not take you on with pre-existing health conditions. And that's exactly what President Obama is trying to eliminate within the healthcare system with his Obamacare. No, Obamacare will not allow health insurance companies to do that. Now, tell me this. Say you've been at your job for 10, 15 years, and you get sick. And the health insurance, they don't want to kick in and pay for your sickness. But all these years, you've been spitting out money out of your paycheck every month, every pay period for health insurance. You see? And they say, hey, we're going to, you know, if you have a major this, major that, major surgery, major this, we'll take care of you. Well, that's not true. That's not true. And like I said, with Obamacare coming into play in 2014, the health insurance companies will not be able to do that. Okay? They can't just drop you from your coverage. You know, if you get sick, they can't just drop you from your coverage. Here's the deal. Why do you have health insurance? You have health insurance because you want to be able to take care of you or your loved one in the event that you have a sickness or an illness. That's why you have health insurance. Why do you have life insurance? You have life insurance in case, God forbid, something happens to you. You know, you get in an accident and lights out, or anything and lights out. Then you have life insurance, which life insurance kicks in to protect your family financially if something happens to you. And that's exactly why you have health insurance, in case you have an illness. Not life insurance for death. Health insurance is for illnesses, if you have an illness. It isn't just preventive care. It's, you know, you want to be insured because if something happens to you, develop an illness, you want to be able to have health insurance. That's what it means, insurance, health insurance. Insurance tells you that you're insured and will take care of you financially, your bills, your medical bills, if something happens to you, if you have an illness. But they don't tell you that if you have an illness, or this type of illness, and you have to go into the hospital, have to have treatment by doctors, this and that. And they say, if you stay in the hospital more than 60 days, we're going to drop you from your health coverage. No, they don't do that, because then you wouldn't take on that health insurance. You wouldn't pay for it. But you pay for it because supposedly, quote unquote, they have great rates and they have great service, unquote. So my thing is that, is it a ripoff? I think it is. Health insurance is a huge, huge ripoff. And all I can say is, you know, be careful of it. Be careful of it. Read your health insurance. Read your book about your health insurance. See, they're gonna take your premiums as long as they feel like you're a good risk. As long as you're in good condition, as long as you're in good health, they're gonna take your health your premiums every month. And they're gonna sock them away. Actually, I believe, and let me know if I'm wrong, guys, I believe that those health insurance companies take your premiums and invest them. They invest them in other stuff, and they make money from those investments. They're using your money. They're using your money to make money. Now, when you get sick, they're going to take your money and say that, sayonara to you, we're going to drop you from coverage. And that's not right. All these years you've been paying into the health insurance coverage, paying into it every month. And then when you get sick and you have a health insurance for that reason, they drop you from coverage. And that's exactly what Obamacare is going to prevent. It's going to prevent them from dropping you from coverage, and they're going to have to take care of you in the event of an illness. So I'm all for Obamacare. We really don't know all the ins and outs of the, you know, 2,000-page document that it is. But as far as I know, what my knowledge is, that it's going to keep these health insurance companies from dropping you from coverage if you have coverage and you develop an illness. If you develop an illness, you've got insurance. If you got to have car, you got to have automobile insurance in order to drive your car out on the public road. Okay, if you had a big ranch, okay, and you had a car on that ranch, and all you use that car for is to drive around the ranch, okay, you got some roads on your ranch, all you use your car for is to drive around the ranch, you don't have to have insurance on that car. But as soon as you take it out off the ranch onto a public road, you must have automobile insurance in case you're in an accident. You know, that ensures you from responsibility of fixing the other person's car and taking care of the damage. You have automobile insurance to take care of that, to make that person whole again. And that's exactly what health insurance should do. You have health insurance. Because if you're saying that if you develop an illness, then you want to have insurance to cover you financially to make you whole again, or to help with that disease or that health issue. That's why you have health insurance. And if, you know, as long as you're healthy, they're going to keep taking your premiums. But as soon as you get sick or have some type of major illness, they can drop you like a hat. And that's a ripoff. That is a ripoff. Okay? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. If you want to call in and comment, please do. I have no problem with that. I'd enjoy your comments. So, you know, I say all the time, no one knows when they're going to get sick. And because of that, you have to have health insurance. You have to have health coverage because of that. Okay? Believe me, guys, health insurance is a ripoff. Now, if you can get health insurance at your job or whatever, as cheap as I get my insurance, and you may get yours cheaper than I do. You know, I'm sure there's some cheaper policies out there for some employers. But for me to pay $20 per pay period for health insurance for my entire family is mind-blowing to me. Simply mind-blowing. And like I say, when I work for FedEx, I was paying $238 per month that was taken out every pay period. You know, $130-something was taken out every pay period for health insurance. And it was horrible. That's all I can say. It was horrible. So, you know, God forbid that anything happened to you guys or you guys develop any kind of serious illness. But hopefully, if you do, it won't be until after or within the year of 2014 when Obamacare will be in place. So that your health insurance, your health insurer can't just drop you like a hat from coverage. You'll be covered. If something happens, they'll have to take care of you. There are health insurance companies, insurance companies on a whole are filthy, filthy rich companies. Filthy rich companies. So why can't they take care of you when you get ill? Why not? You've been taking care of them all the while you've been working, having health coverage. You've been taking care of them because they pile your premiums and everyone else's premiums up every month. They invest them and make money from that. It's a big game, guys. It's a big game. It's a big circle. Life is a huge game in a huge circle. But the key is for you or your kids or teach your kids or your grandkids how to play the game. Teach them about this stuff. Let them know how this stuff works. Teach them how to play the game. Because if they learn how to play the game and learn how to play it well, we'll all their adult years. So thank you guys for listening to the show. I have about a minute left. Go to my quote. I despise the guys who criticize and minimize the enterprise of other guys whose enterprise has made them rise above the guys who criticize. Don't you? I despise those guys. Join me, guys, in 23 and a half hours. I'll be back up right back on the show in 23 and a half hours. You believe that? This is the Frank Williams Show with your host, Frank Williams, and I'm over and I'm out. Thank you, guys.
Starting to learn more and more about responsibility, and I realize that everything I do is affecting the people around me. So I want to take this time out to apologize for things that I've done and things that haven't occurred yet and things that they don't want to take responsibility.